بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
On the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, February 11th, 2019. Economy is a key defining point. Economy, of course, is not an ideal of the Islamic society. Rather, it is a means without which one would not be able to fulfill the ideals. Relying on imports rather than domestic strength and potentials, very limited exploitation of the country's human resources potentials, defective and unbalanced budgeting, and finally, lack of consistency in executive economic policies, disrespecting priorities, and excessive and even wasteful expenses in parts of state organizations. The result is problems in people's livelihoods, including the high rate of unemployment among the youth, low income of lower classes, etc. The solution to these problems lies in the strong, responsible, and lively implementation of the policies delineated by the economy of resistance that need to be outlined, followed up, and acted upon by administrations. The country's economic intra-production, becoming productive and knowledge-based, making the economy popular, avoiding authoritarian government oversight, and extroversion using aforementioned potentials are among important examples of these solutions.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
A young, wise, faithful, and knowledgeable committee of economy experts inside the government can undoubtedly accomplish these aims. The times ahead must be employed for action by the committee. The beloved young individuals across the nation should know that all solutions lie within the country. Assuming that economic problems are merely the result of sanctions, and sanctions are because of resistance against imperialism and not submitting to the enemy, so the solution is to kneel before the enemy and kiss the wolf's paw is an unforgivable mistake. This completely false analysis, although sometimes emitted from the mouths and pens of some ignorant individuals inside the country, has its roots in foreign think tanks and conspirers who intend to induce them in policymakers, decision makers, and the general public inside the country.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. You've done. guide me.